Baltimore against you, Double G. Got many complaints about my corporal punishment segment last week. Many people missed the point, but what do you expect? I'm not going to sit here this week and try to explain my point. This week I'm going to talk about losing interest. Mainly losing interest in, you know, your friends or girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. Losing interest in people. For me, it's a big deal. Because, see, for me, there's some people that I'll never ever lose interest in, and friends will be friends forever, even if I haven't heard from them in weeks, months, years. Nothing will ever change, because, and there's a reason for that. There's a science to my madness. Whereas others, just as quick as it started, it could end just like that. Bam. See, for me, when you put in the time, that counts for everything. So basically, if someone just pops into my life from out of nowhere, bam, and all of a sudden, the friendship is just like on a locomotive steam roll, just keep going and going and going. Just as fast as that started, bam, it could end. And those are the friends I lose interest in the quickest, because for me, it's just like finding a girlfriend. You know, things gotta build up slowly, because it's like you're building a house, you know, a foundation. If there's no foundation and you just build up a friendship, bam, all of a sudden you're talking every day, you're texting, you're Skyping every day, you know, then that foundation is weak. It'll just crumble, bam, just like that. That's the way how I am. For me, you know, you have to build up a foundation, start really slowly, and you build, and you build, and you build, and you build. That's why people like Turtle and J-Bone, that's a foundation that's solid and never be broken. But others, it's just not gonna happen. I think that's what happened with pretty much all the girlfriends that I've had. There's no foundation. It's just physical attraction, sex, 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 sex. And just as fast as they started, they ended. So I think that for me, and the way how you could tell that I'm losing interest is like, if I was accustomed of doing things with you every day, you know, talking, texting, Skyping, whatever, and all of a sudden I just stopped, that's when you should put up a red flag and say, uh-oh, Ray Dog has lost interest. I wonder why. Well, the reason is, like I said, when friendships just come out of the blue, bam, and just skyrocket out of nowhere, just as fast as that happened, bam, I lose interest. And I hate being like that, but that's how I am. It's, you know, I gotta, for me, it's gotta build a foundation. You gotta build it up slowly. It's hard to come back from that when I lose interest. I mean, if I completely lose interest all the way, you'll know it, but you can tell. Well, I just go through the motions, basically. Go through the motions. That's how I am. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's actually good. I mean, you should build a relationship, whether you're having friends or girlfriends. You should build a relationship slowly, so the bond can be so unbreakable. You shouldn't just, oh, I like this person, I want to be friends, bam, and you're just hot and fired up. Just as sure as the sun's gonna shine, that is gonna fizzle out, and the fire is gonna be gone. That's just the way it is. I believe that's human nature. I mean, some people, especially the younger and stuff like that, they just like things to be instant, bam, instant friend, instant girlfriend, instant boyfriend, instant this, instant that. They don't realize that those are the friendships and things that don't last long, because anything instant don't last forever. A lot of Americans, myself included, I want an instant fix for my bear gut. But I know I have to work hard to go to the gym, and there's no instant fix. I'm not gonna get that Cali Span stuff, inject myself with poison. You know, everything, you gotta build a foundation. So that's the problem with us Americans. We're just so spoiled. We want everything instant. Instant food, instant girlfriend, instant boyfriend, blow up the house. Never mind. But you know what I'm saying, though. We just want everything to be there at the snap of a finger. Bam, I want a girlfriend. Bam, I want a boyfriend. Bam, I want a friend. Bam, this, bam, that. Takes time. That's why I'm glad my music took a long, long time to build up and up and up, because that means it's gonna have staying power. And it's gonna stay around a long time, and my message is gonna stay around long after I'm dead. That's what I want, that's what I like. I don't want to be bam, instant hit, then bam, instant death. No, I want it to build up, build a relationship with you guys. You know? And I'll probably be with you for a lifetime, because that's what happens when you build a relationship up. You build it and you build it. And having things instantly is the wrong way to go. I wish, myself included, can change that mindset. I can't have an instant six-pack stomach, bam. You know, even if I could afford to get the plastic surgery with the liposuction, it's still dangerous. That's the key word. Anything instant is going to be dangerous. So that's what I want you to think about. If you get a friend out of the blue instantly, bam, relationship is all firing on all cylinders, think in the back of your mind, that's dangerous. It could end just as fast as it started. You need to take things slowly, build it up and up and up until the bond is unbreakable. And nothing will break it. Even if you are separated for months and years, you come back to each other and this bond, it was strong. So you know what? It'll be like this because you were separated for years. But if your bond was strong and unbreakable when you get back together, instant. Well, not instant, but you know what I mean. It's gonna be strong bond again. So that's the key. You can't just get everything instant. Oh, I want a car. Oh, I want a girlfriend. I want a boyfriend. I want a six-pack stomach. I want a good-looking body. I want big breasts. I want a big booty. I want big lips. Big dick. Oops. Every guy. Okay. TMI. But you know what I'm saying. Somewhere in my green today. I think St. Paddy's around the corner in Pat Day. No idea. That's an Irish, big Irish holiday. The only thing I know about St. Patrick's Day is Optimator and Dark Bex. No, I'm really liking that Dark Bex, I'm telling you. That's supposed to be my backup beer, but I don't know. I like it just as good as the Optimator. Not saying I'm switching just to the Dark Bex. I'll probably switch off back and forth. It's America, I could like more than one beer. I don't have to just like Optimator. So this Dark Bex, ever since I went to Chicago, came back here, I've been buying that alongside with the Optimator. I really like it a lot. But anyway, what the hell is St. Patrick's Day about? All I really know is it's about drinking and you wear green. But what does it really, really mean? I have no idea. Does anyone know? So maybe someone can do a video response and tell me what St. Patrick's Day means. Till next week, don't drink too much or don't drink and drive. And remember what I said about building things up to build a strong foundation. Take care.
I know. the turtle, A-B-O-N-E, Matt and Larry and Rolando and everyone else. I never ever walk along the pressure when I fall. Some people hard, it's a really ice cold. I will never ever do what I'm told, that's why they say I'm so bold now. I never ever buckle under pressure, man, I fall. Some people hard to tell. Got to tell ya, you don't wanna hear, then see.